My sister has been assassinated in France by her ex-husband. So my sister on Friday evening went to drop her four children to the father, who was allowed to see them every 2 weeks. And that Sunday evening, it was the 27th of January around 6 p.m. She went to collect her four children. So the person came downstairs with a knife. My sister was scared of him, so she had a friend who was next to her because she needed that extra support. And this person has been stabbed first, and then the father of the children attacked my sister. It was on the street, basically, in front of the building. The children were in the lobby where they could hear the screams. He was abusive towards her. He beat her. She ended up in A&E before. So there is definitely violence. He's a violent person. He was trying to make my sister's life a misery. He didn't like the fact that my sister moved on, in the sense where she changed her flat. So she moved on with her children. She went to the police on numerous occasions to say that she doesn't feel safe, the threat that she's getting from him, all those kind of things. Even the director of the school contacted the police to say the person has been violent towards my sister. This man used to come around the school just to show his presence. She went to the police 5 times. I'm waiting to hear more by the police as well. They should have protected my sister. They knew that she was under threat. They should have taken this matter seriously. We are saying women need to talk, open up when they are in a horrid situation, when they get beaten up, when they get threats. Yes, now the ladies are doing this, but what is happening to save those ladies?